Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Inside the 8 p.m. hour on The Fan in New York. My guy Nick at Night behind the glass dropping the beats. Your nighttime host Keith McPherson taking your calls and talking about the trade deadline with the Mets and the Yankees. Cedric the Entertainer. I just know he's going to be an upgrade. This guy was an all-star. I think a change of scenery they talk about. I think, you know, in his last week with the Baltimore Orioles, they won some games, and he had a ton of web gems, highlights, robbing home runs. Like, I think that's a good get. I think this is a guy that Met fans are going to like. Tyrone, you better call Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor was never supposed to play that much. You know, having to play Jeff McNeil and Luis Angel Acuna out there. You know, they had Jose Siri, you know, and he's been out. You're getting one of the best defending center fielders in the game, and a guy who will bring his bat. And I know people, oh, look at his numbers. He's not that much, but he is better. And in this lineup, he's going to see some pitches. So just get ready for it. I'm speaking as a Yankee fan who has watched him. He's, like I said, he's been an all-star before, a change of scenery. Like, I think this guy's going to be fired up. I think this guy's going to be fired up to come and play in front of Mets fans in New York and not be, you know, on the Yankees, you know, because down there they hate the Yankees. That's in his blood. He's been in Baltimore since 2018. I think you're gonna come to like what you see from Cedric Mullins in center field. Lefty bat. And then with the pitching, I'm telling you, Gregory Soto, you got him early, and then a move looks better with another move. Yesterday, after the Mets get swept, after Soto is out of the lineup, after Alvarez has to leave the game, Clay Holmes, it's like, Clay Holmes, what is Clay Holmes? Is he going to go to the bullpen? He could. Clay Holmes was a weapon in the postseason coming out of the bullpen last year. You have options now. And you know what, for the Met fans too, these guys that you're starting to hear their names more, these young guys, the Brandon Sproats, the Jonah Tung, McLean, like it's going to be time before you know it to see these guys. Because if you have an injury, if you have a need for a spot start, you're gonna have to, you know, see what these young kids have, what they're made of. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be pitching for you in the postseason, but you might see Jonah Tung, Nolan McLean, Brandon Sproat, who were number 2, 3, and 5 in your top prospects. They might, you know, one of those guys might get called up. Probably, you know, Sproat or McLean. I know Tung, I was seeing a lot of him at All-Star, but like he's in Double A. You're going to have to lean on your young guys. You have what you have. I think the Mets aren't going to be allergic to a bullpen game if they have to do that because they have a ton of bullpen arms now. But between Sean Manaea, David Peterson, Kodai Senga, Clay Holmes, and Frankie Montas, last year's run, I felt like the Mets did not have enough starting pitching when it came down to the end of it. Now you have guys like Manaea, Kodai Senga, Montas, who they missed so much time this year. Like, they're not going to be gassed in 3 months. And you have a bullpen where if the top of your order, which was supposed to be one of the best lineups in baseball, if they can be the back of the baseball card, if they can be postseason performers like they've been, get a lead and you should be able to lock it down. 888-808-1019. Now, you know, with the Yankees, their schedule is what is going to help them. And we saw teams selling off. And I just think that with the Yankees now in August here, it's going to be interesting. Like, Carlos Correa goes back to the Houston Astros. And speaking of the Mets, he was ready to sign with the Mets and move over to third base and play next to Lindor. Now he's moving over to play third base next to Jeremy Peña, who, like, honestly took his spot, won a World Series after he left. But he comes back. The villain comes back. Can we get a Yankees, Astros, ALCS again? Where the Yankees beat the Astros and go back to the World Series? I would love that. There's still some demons to exercise. Got to get our lick back. Like, you know, the Astros will be the next team the Yankees host. Jerry Garcia bobblehead night, August 8th. That should be fun. Gary's in Waterbury on the Fan. What's up, Gary?
Mr. the Cavalier.
You're.
And, you know, I got a new one. And based off the track on a little bit on this one, I want to hear that boom, sh, boom, sh, boom, sh, boom.
Yeah, we could do that.
That's your call, and then Flavor in the Air lets you know. Yo, going forward, we got that's a new Craig Mack, and we got a soft schedule going forward. We're going to be in the playoffs. You know we're going to be in the playoffs. And the AL is weak.
Yeah, and I still want the division.
You know, yeah, well, yeah, no, that's on the horizon too, but it's all about October now.
No, it's still, you know, it's about the dog days of August, and these guys, they've won four out of their last five, continue to win on the road here, come back home here. We're going to tussle with the Astros, who are a first-place team that, you know, they think that the American League is weak, too. That's why they just did what they did, because they're like, hey, we want back in the World Series. Don't forget about us. And, you know, the Yankees, they gotta compete. No more job security. No more Williams is the closer. Anthony Volpe is the shortstop. The best guys are going to play.
Williams is. I'm so glad I did that because Williams is not the closer. He is not. He cannot be. It's a heart attack every time.
He can be to start, but like he can't be giving up home runs in the ninth inning. He can't be giving up multiple hits, walking guys. Like he's got to be better if he wants the job. Yeah. Tighten up. Are you going to put some respect on Cashman's name? I just remember, bro, because you usually start.
You usually start your calls.
What do you say when you call, Gary?
Foo Philly, Foo Soto, Foo Cashman.
You got to put some respect on Cashman's name today. You owe it. You owe it to him.
Yeah, but they didn't done nothing yet. It's all about
October. But Cashman
October.
Doesn't play. Cashman did his job.
But we got to pray for our starters, too. And do you trust? No. I don't trust Rodon. And do you trust Hill going forward?
You don't have to trust him.
Our starters.
He's paid like a starter. He said he's here to pitch in October. I hope he learned from that Royal start in October last year. Whether you trust him or not, he's getting the ball for one of those games.
But hopefully that the moves, you know, like McMahon stepped up his game. Like hopefully that they come to New York and realize that they got to step up their game.
Of course they will. They're competitors. They're pro ball players.
That's
they're tired of losing.
Like, Exactly. They've been in losing environments their whole life. So now they're in the bright, they're in the spotlight. You know,
don't
now
fold.
Every game means something.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I mean, that's the other side of it. Oh, the pinstripes are heavy. Okay. But I think that these guys that they got are ready for it. McMahon showed you he's ready for it. Ahmed Rosario, I'm not worried about whenever he gets his opportunity. Austin Slater today, you know, I'm not worried about him either. He's a fifth outfielder. Let's see what these pitchers got, man. Let's see how they respond. I think, like, Yankee Stadium is a place where the fans can will you to striking guys out. Yankee Stadium is a place with so much energy. These guys that are competitors like that, they'll feed off of that. You know? The pinstripes won't be heavy when we're lifting you up postseason time. Like, that's what you should want. You don't want to play in Nationals Park. You don't want to play in Coors Field. You don't want to play... Pittsburgh's got a good ballpark and a good culture, actually. They need to sell the team. It's way different over here. It's way different over here knowing what the stakes are, knowing that that place, I mean, today had, on a day that you knew it was going to rain, a day game, they had 44,292 fans show up on trade deadline day, knowing there was going to be a rain delay at some point. Austin Slater makes his debut. He goes 0-for, but with a ribby, two strikeouts, and I'm not so worried about Austin Slater. Like, Robbie was like, Austin Slater, saved by the bell. Like, he's a guy that you get for nothing and you have around in the event that Judge is not able to play the field again. He can pinch hit. And that's another thing we haven't really talked about yet. The Yankees bench. How many jokes have I made about, like, you know, Mike Ford coming off the bench to pinch hit, or Jose Trevino being the option to come off the bench? Look at this. When we get to October, Aaron Boone, you've got plenty of options. Antonio is in the Bronx on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank
how you doing?
Ding, 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 ding. What made you call me tonight?
Oh, you know, the Yankees and all their acquisitions today. I'm excited. You know, a lot of bullpen help. I'm just a little disappointed. You know, our starting pitching depth, I feel like, isn't too deep. I feel like we might be in a little bit of trouble if one of our guys goes down. I know Yarbrough's coming back and Gill's coming back, but if, you know, one of Fried or Rodon goes down, I don't know what we're going to do, really.
In the event that they go down, like, we're about to run into something right now with Heel coming back. Stroman pitched today good three innings, but he's still on the roster. I didn't have that on my bingo card when the spring training opened up. You know, Cam Schlittler is in the rotation. Will Warren is in the rotation. Somebody's got to get bumped. And also, Ryan Yarbrough will be back, who made starts this year. Like, they have multiple starters in the event that somebody goes down. The guys that you can't afford to go down are Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, and you need a healthy Luis Gil, who, as I was just talking about the Mets and how a lot of their starters missed time, so they shouldn't be gassed by the time we get to October. Luis Gil is young, the rookie of the year. He should be ready to go. So I wanted another starter. I wanted Alcantara or Zach Gallen or Joe Ryan, but nobody got those guys.
That's true. Yeah, also, I'm excited to see all these guys healthy in the bullpen, too. I'm curious who you think is going to be the guy who's going to get bumped out.
Well, we do have some news. Ian Hamilton and Yuri De Los Santos have been optioned. So they're already making room right now with those guys being gone. And I'm happy about that. There is no Slombio.
It is a good problem,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know, Ian Hamilton, he's been mid at best. Yuri De Los Santos got some stuff, and, like, he's a young guy, he's got options, whatever. But, like, he's not really a part of this thing. They have Camilo Duvall. They have Jake Bird, David Bednar on the way. These are guys that I'm very excited to see what they do in pinstripes coming out of the bullpen. It is a day that you should be excited. Thanks for making your first call to my show, Antonio. 888-808-1019. They have a surplus. Stack the deck. How many years I've been on the Fan? 4 seasons now screaming, stack the deck. This is the first trade deadline. Cashman actually stacked the deck. Maybe it was because they went to the World Series last year. Maybe it was because Judge is out right now. Maybe it was because the fans are getting loud. They're booing Anthony Volpe. The fans are rolling out a fire Cashman. Cashman saw that on Monday night. It wasn't well done. The marker or the spray paint looked like whoever it was struggled to write fire Cashman, and they didn't even roll it out correctly. But I saw the picture. Cashman saw, but they're still on this fire Cashman stuff? All right. I'm going to put an end to that. You're going to respect me this week. You're going to respect me by Thursday. And Cash We Trust, I'm good. Now I just want to see the rest of this pan out. The players play and the manager manage. Cashman has done his job. Bob is out in Los Angeles on The Fan in New York. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Keith. I got to say, I think you and everybody, and give me a second with this, are going way overboard patting Cashman on the back today.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay. Tell us where he left us hanging, where we need more.
Here. So I feel this way. If you're doing everything you can to win the World Series, that's what the trade deadline is. It's not really building for the future. It's making a play. There's only one way to win the trade deadline. And I say that's you go all in. Ryan McMahon, Jose Caballero, Ahmed Rosario, Austin Slater. Man, you got to be real. That's a whole lot of mid. That's quantity, not quality.
Yeah, only one of those guys is a starter.
So how? Okay, and then how those, is it such a big deal? How are we so happy about that?
Because those guys are bench players. We put Pablo Reyes out there this year. We put Yorbit Vivas out there this year. We put Oswald Peraza out there this year. Upgrade.
By the way, fair, I'd say we just went from bad to mid.
No,
Let me get to the pictures. Get to the pictures.
Yeah, go on.
You know, again, just really quickly, of those four guys, who's a difference maker? Who's a thumper? Who, you said you've got these, who, of those guys.
David Bednar?
We'll get to the pictures in a second. I get you. Bednar, Bird, Doval. Those are good arms. But I think you have to admit this. That's not Duran to the Phils. That's not Mason Miller to the Padres. That's not Aroldis Chapman to the Cubs.
What did they give up? Cashman was not giving up Spencer Jones. He was not giving up George Lombard. He was not giving up Ben Hess. He was not giving up these top prospects. He didn't, again, he didn't have to give up any of his top 10 prospects.
I understand that, but in fairness, I don't want to celebrate prospect hugging when it's Cashman. Did we give up Clint Frazier? Did we give up Manny Banuelos?
The past is the past. The past is the past. This team went to the World Series last year. They're trying to get back this year, and they also got guys that are under control for next year when Cole is back, when Schmidt is back. Thanks for the call, Bob. I hear you. I hear you. And I knew I was going to get some calls where some people were going to say, you're doing too much, whatever. Then let's have the conversation. They upgraded the bench. We've been screaming for years. They don't ever have bench bats. Who's coming off the bench? Nobody. There's nobody to pinch hit. They have that now. When you're talking about this bullpen, right? We watched Scott Efros coming out of the bullpen. Alan Winans coming out of the bullpen. Ian Hamilton, JT Brubaker, Yerry De Los Santos. Like, what? We arguably added three guys that could potentially close, and you have the MLB Network's number one reliever as your closer right now, and Luke Weaver, who was your closer, getting you to the World Series last year. Let's look at this. Like, Cashman, it was so clear what he did. I'm not giving away any of my top prospects. I'm not. Not any of my top 10 guys. Pereira was 12. I think that was the highest one.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But also what he said is, I'm not looking for rentals here. I'm not looking for rentals because I think that this championship window we're in extends to next year and maybe the year after. Cole is coming back with a robot arm. I need control. Ryan McMahon will be your third baseman this year and next year, maybe the year after. David Bednar is here next year as well. Camilo Doval is here for 2 years. Jake Bird is here for 3 years. So when Devin Williams signs with a small market team so he can hide somewhere, okay, thanks, bro. Luke Weaver, who has not been the Weavy Wonder Dream Weaver that we all thought was just a lock, where some of you fans were in there chanting, we want Weaver when Devin Williams was struggling. He ain't the same guy anymore. We love his personality, all that. We hope that he's, you know, able to return to form, but he's a free agent. When he leaves, we got guys in the bullpen. Cashman has always been able to hang his hat on building a pen. New York Penn Station, all stops here. I haven't even been able to say that line because they've been so shaky. We're back. We're back. 888-808-1019. Mitchell's in Fort Lee on the fan next. What's up, Mitch?
Hello, Keith. How are you? You know, it's just absolutely amazing that everyone complains all the time. You can never be happy with the Yankee fan, what they did. But I have to tell you, I'm the one of the only people that like Cashman, and I think Cashman didn't do a good job. They did a great job. Like you just said, they did not give anyone up a top prospect. They got three closers. Now, that makes the bullpen go deeper. So if we need to go in with the starter to the fifth inning, we can go farther. They go four pitchers. We can do it. The Yankees have a bench now. They have players that they can put in here and there. We have a guy that can steal bases. If we need a new small ball, we got to get steal base to second, and we need a base hit to score the final run, we're there. I don't understand why everyone's so upset. I don't. What do they want? They're worrying about starting pitching. You're going to have fuel back on
Sunday.
You know
what it is, Mitch? There's a lot of looking at other people's lawns, like how Bob just said, oh, the Phillies went and got Yoan Duran. They gave up their number 4 and 6 prospects.
Right, I agree.
We're not doing that.
We're
not doing that because the Yankees don't do that because the Yankees have to be the Yankees every single year. The Yankees have to win every single year.
That's right. And that's what we're going to do. But here's another part that no one's brought up. The Yankees for the last 2 years, even last year when we made it to the World Series, I didn't think we had a bench. Now we have a bench. You have changeable parts here that if you don't want to play Stanton right away as a DH, just say that we won't, but he's done really well in the playoffs. You can use someone else. You can take Goldsmith and not start him and bring him off the bench for a big hit. They have changes.
There's versatility. There are guys that play multiple positions. Like, you know, it hurt losing Oswaldo Cabrera this year because he was playing a good third base. He gave us versatility. That's who we had coming off the bench in the World Series. They upgraded.
Right. Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait until next Friday night when I'm going to the stadium. Hopefully you'll be there also. The stadium will be rocking. When we get to see these guys pitch, I mean, it's great. I mean, you had two closers this year. I have both of the guys, from the guy from Pittsburgh and the guy from San Francisco, I have in my fantasy league. That they're closers. They were lights out for most of the whole year this year. This is like the greatest gift we can get, and we have pitching. What has everyone wanted? The worry part that I would more worry about is two
Mason
things.
Miller.
You might agree.
How come we didn't get Mason Miller?
Well, we gave up. They wanted too much, and that's fine. But I'm more worried about one thing, Keith. The defense. I'm worried that the Yankees defense, Boone and the Yankees will fix that problem in the next few weeks. because if they don't fix that, we're going to have problems. But other than that, I'm a happy guy tonight. I can't wait. I can't wait until next Friday night to be at Yankee Stadium and ready to rock and roll. That's what I feel.
Mitch, you're the man. I'll see you soon. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty simple, man. They upgraded without giving up much. That's finessing. Cash is supposed to be the finesser of the year every year. He didn't do this last year. And that's what he says. I've talked to him. Sometimes deals work out. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes teams are stingy. Sometimes teams are asking for too much. Cash will not be finessed. He's doing the finessing. You can have this prospect. You can have this prospect. You're not getting our top guys. There are some untouchables. He told you some guys are more touchable. Rock Riggio, touchable. Rafael Flores, touchable. Actually, I had Rafael Flores on. I think it was the 17th or the 18th. I had Rafael Flores on. He was in my hometown area, the Jersey Shore, with Frank Luna, and he was going to get pizza and ice cream and hanging out with the kids. And, you know, I just was able to book the interview. I think it was 2 weeks before the deadline. So, yeah, it was exactly 2 weeks ago. And we chatted for a bit on The Fan. If you didn't catch that, we're about to play a little bit of it. Now, I don't even remember exactly what I said. Nick, go ahead and hit that. What are the conversations like with your teammates? Obviously, you guys are 2 weeks away from the trade deadline where anything can happen. What's that energy like talking to your teammates with just either nervousness or anticipation of the trade deadline?
Honestly, man, I try not to really focus on it because at the end of the day, I can really only control what I can control. So I just try and, you know, be where my feet are and just understand that, you know, I got to do what I got to do to make sure I stay healthy, make sure I stay good. So, I mean, we talk about it here and there, but I try and get everybody kind of away from those talks because, you know, we're still playing baseball. We're still trying to win games. And I think that should be more important than, you know, like I said, stuff we can't really control.
Now, that's one of the higher ranked prospects that the Yankees gave up. Another catching prospect, which the whole league knows that the Yankees develop catchers. When you look at Narvaez with the Red Sox, Luis Torrens with the Mets, Ben Rortvedt came through the system. He just got traded somewhere. I'm sure I'm forgetting Augustin Ramirez with the Marlins. They were able to move on from him. And you hear him, he's a well-spoken kid. He was ready to go. He's got his head on his shoulders. They gave him away for David Bednar, and David Bednar is under control for the next couple years. I think you guys are going to like this big dude coming through. I've already been seeing videos of him chugging beers. He seems like a man's man. And you guys know if you've seen him pitch. Like, you know, I understand you guys want to complain. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We'll never agree. But tonight is a night where the Yankees won. They found a way to win the series where I didn't expect them to win the series. I thought they would split. And like Mitch just said, the next thing to happen here is for Aaron Boone to tighten these guys' asses up. Clean it up. Clean up the defense, the mental mistakes. It's time to push forward. Cashman did his job. Put some respect on his name. My name's Keith McPherson. We got to take a break. KM to AM returns right after this. Rolling right along here on The Fan in New York on this Thursday night, the last day of the month, July 31st, trade deadline day, and the first day of the NFL preseason. Oh, you forgot about that? Yeah, on NBC. Right now, the Chargers lead the Detroit Lions 7-0. And I'm guessing most of these guys playing are going to get cut. I mean, this is the earliest game. These guys opened training camp first because they had to plan this game. It's kind of like they're playing a preseason game in July. But if you love football, you'll watch, right? I'm watching. I got it on, but I'm flashing back and forth from this to MLB Network. Joining us in the 9 o'clock hour will be my guy, Scott Braun, formerly from MLB Network. You know him now as the host of Foul Territory with Ken Rosenthal and AJ Pruszynski and Eric Kratz and Todd Frazier sometimes, Cameron Maybin. Yeah, those guys got the best podcast in the baseball world. Me, I'm just talking about the Yankees trade deadline and the Mets trade deadline a little bit, but the Yankee fans engage with me much more. Understood. I'm in here. I'm wearing my Yankee polo. I'm on the stream. I'm wearing my Yankee polo as if I work for the Yankees today. I was proud today. I was happy today. You know, me, I love the team. I love the history of the team. I love the franchise. I love the look of the uniforms, the stadium, all that. I'm proud to be a Yankee fan. I think, you know, being a Yankee fan was one of the greatest decisions of my life. I'm hard on them because I love them. I'm honest about them because I feel like the truth and honesty is needed. They are not always honest and truthful. But if I'm going to be honest and truthful about this trade deadline, we got more than I expected. Let's go back. And I know, and please call and counter me. That's the point of all of this, right? We can agree to disagree. It's supposed to be your opinion, my opinion, back and forth for all to hear. But going into this trade deadline, what was the list? Cashman told you, that might be a pick six. Oh, down at the five. Big play. Wow. Just even seeing that, I'm like, this is live NFL football. It completely stopped my train of thought watching the play. Anyway, what was the shopping list? Got to get somebody to play third base. Oh, my God. Peraza at third. Oh, if they finally moved Jazz off third base, we got to get a major league caliber third baseman. You got one of the best defensive third basemen in the game whose bat has already played up in Yankee Stadium, and you got him pretty early, so he could help you with some. He literally did help you win some games before the trade deadline. Hello. Then you got on the list, which you know should have been a priority before this, but depending on who you ask, third base was the number one priority. But like I thought, bullpen repair, relievers was paramount. David Bednar, Jake Bird, and Camilo Duvall. Now, David Bednar and Jake Bird were names that we all knew were going to get traded. They were names that the whole league was checking on and looking for. And the Yankees got it done. Rock Reggio to Colorado. I think I said Cashman didn't give up any of his top 10 prospects. I think, you know, Amber in the chat just said Reggio was at 10, but we don't need to worry about that now. And we don't need to worry about that because he plays second base. They traded away Caleb Durbin. They traded away Rock Reggio in this year. And you get Jake Bird back in exchange, and he's under control for the next couple years. Will Rock Reggio hit the Major League Baseball in the next couple years and be an all-star? Who knows? Not, it's not our problem anymore. David Bednar struggled earlier this year, regained his form. The Yankees got him. Rafael Flores, who I just played the interview from WFAN 2 weeks ago, had him on. He's gone. But like, Austin Wells is your catcher. Ben Rice is also your other option at catcher. They sent J.C. Ascaro away to bring Austin Slater here. There's supposedly some rumors that the Padres and Twins are interested in J.C. Ascaro. Okay. So the list, right, being the top two needs, depending on who you ask, third base and relief pitching. Camilo Duvall is another one, a guy who struggled, whatever, they got him. These guys aren't, I don't think they're going to struggle here as New York Yankees. They might, but I think that they're going to feed off this energy. It is a new life for their baseball careers. If you ball out here in New York, you become a king. If you win a championship here, you become a god. That is on the table for these guys. And then let's talk about the other moves, right, that were just like kind of bonus. Amed Rosario. Austin Slater. Jose Caballero. I think those guys were products of like Judge getting hurt. And Cashman saying, all right, if Judge is down, if Judge can't play the field, like, we need reinforcements. We need reinforcements. This was a good deadline as far as, you know, the only thing that I will say if I want to be critical of Cashman, but I look around the rest of the league and I say, I get it. I wanted another starting pitcher. It isn't like they don't have Luis Gil, the rookie of the year, coming back. Ryan Yarbrough, who made some good starts for them, coming back. But I wanted a starting pitcher, but a lot of people wanted a starting pitcher. You know who the starting pitchers that I have listed this couple weeks that I wanted? Zach Gallen, Sandy Alcantara, and Joe Ryan. Did they get moved? Did anybody get those guys? I don't think so.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As I'm looking, I'm pretty sure nobody got any of those three guys. So that means, I'm sure they were checked on. I'm sure Cashman checked on it. But that means the price was so high. The price was too high. No, we're good then. We're good then. 888-808-1019. Moose in Jamaica, back on the Fan in New York.
You're Keith, what it do?
You're, you know, holding it down, man. Just got a night to come on the Fan and not cry and be mad and complain about everything.
I hear that. I was wondering why I called after like an hour. I figured there'd be the line be busy, but I'm surprised the line still wasn't busy. I guess more people are figuring out.
I mean, if the line is jammed. We've had calls all night. I got to pick up the pace.
No, it rang for like 2 minutes straight, but still, yeah. But first things first, to the Mets fans, somebody wiped David Stearns down because he's on head, shoulders, knees, toes. If you know, you know. That being said, Cashman is a combination of the Chris Brown song Run It, because he's literally finessing, like you said, and he's like Mac Miller, rest in power, 100 grand, sells snow to a ski slope. I mean, please, bro. And that leads into my point of my call. You can almost see the plan where I know the starting pitching, I dreamed of having another proven postseason starter going into the series once we make the playoffs, if all that stuff, not knocking on wood, come on, the AL is softer than wet lettuce. But so like I guess we might, and if we make it to a DS or a CS, we'll go with a bullpen game, or the third game of the wild card, if we split, we'll go with a bullpen game and just lock them down that way and stuff.
Who
and
knows?
You can almost see the plan for next year, where it's like, okay, not just the keeping of the bullpen arms who are under contract, but because Grisham, Bellinger, Goldschmidt are key pieces to our offense, we can't move them. We don't know if they're coming back or want to, or we will, depending on free agency. So we can't sell our future. He walked the tightrope. Kudos, Cashman.
Yeah.
Live long
yeah.
and prosper.
That's a great way to put it. A great way to put it. He walked the tightrope, bro. He weighed a lot of different things. I'm sure, you know, we heard whispers of, you know, Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt being on. He probably dangled these guys out there, and I would too. I dangled Jason Dominguez, Trent Grisham out there to see what you say. Now, here are the starting pitchers that were moved. Dustin May from the Dodgers to the Red Sox. Would you guys have been content with Dustin May? I guess. But, like, we have pitchers that are better than starters than him. Merrill Kelly, I was never in on. If you've listened to me the last couple weeks, Merrill Kelly to me is mid. I'm not giving up anything for Merrill Kelly. He goes from the Diamondbacks to the Rangers. Michael Soroka, who I already mentioned tonight, goes from the Nationals to the Cubs. They can have him. I don't think we were checking for him at all. Zach Little, who just shoved against the Yankees last night, you know, gave 5 shutout innings to the Rays. You know, he was in a three-team deal last night. I think the Dodgers were involved with the Reds and the Rays, and the Yankees weren't checking for him either. And Shane Bieber. Shane Bieber from the Guardians to the Blue Jays. I know earlier today a lot of people were like, oh, look at the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't know, man. Would I have liked to have Shane Bieber? Maybe. But then you also got to think about next year. Like Moose was just saying, like, Gerrit Cole is going to come back and reclaim his position. later in the year, Clark Schmidt will come back and reclaim his position as well. Like, how many guys do you need in the rotation? 888-808-1019. Steve is in Bayside next on The Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
You know, watching this football game, looking through certain things on the trade deadline front. Oh, and taking calls.
Yeah, I think Cashman had a solid trade deadline. I mean, nothing spectacular.
What would you grade it on a scale of, you know, A, B, C, D? You can plus, minus. What would you grade it?
I'd give it a D. I mean, I think he gave up, he did give up. Flores was the number 8 prospect, and I think Riccio was their 10th prospect. So there were a couple of top 10 prospects. I thought it was okay. I mean, if you were looking for difference makers, real big-time difference makers, you'd probably think that this trade deadline is a little light. I have to say, but look, as far as, like, you made the point about the shopping list, he definitely checked off every box and more that were on the shopping list. I mean, he even got an extra utility guy that I wasn't expecting. I really felt like the Padres, I loved what they did adding to their strength the way they did because they already have a good bullpen. And then the Mariners, I thought, just had a phenomenal trade deadline. I mean, yeah. To add Naylor and to add Suarez to that team, a team that's already very deep.
But they're the Mariners. So
I loved what the Mariners did, and I thought that if you want to say that who I thought had the best trade deadline, I would think Jerry DePoto had the best trade deadline.
Yeah, I would say AJ Preller. Thanks for the call, Steve. I would say Preller or Brown, the Padres and the Astros. We're gonna get into that. That's what I'm gonna do when we get into the 9 o'clock hour with Scott Braun. So stay tuned. We got to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll take more of your calls. Yankee fans, Met fans, jump in at 9:10, 9:15. We'll get Scott Braun on, who covers the whole league on Foul Territory. And that's when we'll start taking a look more at, you know, what other teams that the Mets and the Yankees will have to go through did at the deadline, because a lot of other teams pushed their chips into the middle of the table and won too. Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to AM returns right after this. Yo, good drop, Nick. It's a good beat. And I know you heard Moose in Jamaica's call. Moose was prepared. Like, Moose came in with a lot of references, and he said Cashman was running it like Chris Brown. I was in high school when this dropped. That's how you know this is an old track. I was cutting up at the high school dance to this. It's your man on the flow. If he ain't, let me know. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm watching some football in here. Trey Lance is in the game, quarterbacking for the Chargers. I forgot where Trey Lance was. Joe Milton got traded to the Dallas Cowboys. Trey Lance got kicked to the curb. Another wasted Jerry Jones transaction. But yeah, Chargers are up 14-0. We'll get to some football later. Let's get back to the phones. We're going to start to take more of a national approach in the 9 o'clock hour and look across the league at some of the difference makers that were added to some of these teams in contention. And yeah, Scott Braun will join us in about 20 minutes or so. Richie is in Queens right now, though. What's up, Richie?
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Good. How are you?
This is insane, man. I tell you, and 60 years of watching this stuff, and now to see it with all these moves in Suarez to Seattle and Merrill Kelly. I agree, 36 years old, wasn't a fit for the Yankees. Thought they would have got a starting pitcher. You mentioned Volpe. Stop with the balls. I mean, he looks like he's got the weakest arm in the league. And I know it's not the strongest, but it's definitely not the weakest. He's got to get better. I think you've got – look, I'm speaking to you. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, and I'm sad because I'm not a buyer. I'm a seller. Just to give you a little recap, Austin Slater, I had him for 8 years. Good hitter against lefties. Do not play him against righties. He's a solid player, gives you stolen base. He plays a good defense, and he really hits lefties. Duvall, I have been he's an enigma. Keith, you will bite your nails watching him at times. There are times he'll come in, like a lot of relievers, he'll throw 99 to 100.
We bite our nails with everybody that comes out of the Yankees bullpen.
Yeah, it's true, but it is having those two guys in there is definitely an upgrade. Yeah, they're not Durant, not Mason Miller, but all of a sudden they're much more formidable. Bednar is a great guy. I met him when I went to the Pittsburgh Giant game last year, and we met him after the game. He's just a down to earth, like you said. You can have a beer with that guy.
There's a viral video of him chugging a beer in the parking lot with Steelers fans.
Yep, and as far as the Mets go, my favorite Giant watching 60 was Tyler Rogers. Tyler Rogers is without a doubt one of the best top two setup men in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He will be a 7 or an 8. He's unflappable. I don't care that he throws 83 miles. You know how he pitches. He's the underhand pitcher. But he is really, really, really good. Getting Mullins is going to be a real upgrade for them also, because I know he's hitting 230, but he can give you, you know, he can really be solid for the next 2 months. And get back to the Yankees real quick. I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, and I mentioned two guys to you, and I mentioned Bird because I liked him out of the bullpen, and I mentioned McMahon. I got a lot of grief from Moose about it. When I talked to him on the Sunday, you know, he's a light, you know, 220 hitter, OPS 680. I remember when he came up, he will give you that defense, no doubt about it. He gives you a little pop. And I don't say he's DJ LeMahieu because he's got a much better resume offensively, but he's going to be really good. So I give this a B plus for the, I give a B plus for the Yankees. I give an A for the Mets, what they did. Because even Heasley from St. Louis, his strikeout rate is not 13 like it was, but he's a stud. And look at the Phillies did too, getting Duran, getting Bader. I just think it's just really crazy to see what was going on. But again, as a Giant fan, to see guys that Yastrzemski, one of my favorite players, came up at 28, and he's really faded, but maybe he'll help KC. But yeah, I'm excited. You know,
What move for the Mets gives them an A and not a B? What's the difference in that grade, you know, from a B to an A? What do you think is the move?
I think what they did with their bullpen, getting Rogers and getting Helsley, really, really is a strong
suit. And already having Edwin Diaz and Reed Garrett and Ryan Stanley.
And you know what? And you mentioned Holmes. There's no way he goes to the bullpen. They got Garrett. They got Stanek. They got Raley. They got lefties and righties.
Yeah,
he's not
going to
be in the bullpen.
They can keep
on. He'll pitch his five innings because they got enough guys in the bullpen. And what really gives them the A is getting a center fielder, getting Mullins. So that's the difference.
Yeah,
but
not Jaron Duran.
They both did well.
But potentially better than Harrison Bader and not having a second tour with Harrison Bader.
Sorry,
Richie. By the way, call me back on Saturday. I'll be on Saturday. I won't be on tomorrow night. 888-808-1019. We're going to get another call in and go straight to the update. Oh, there was something that you said. Oh, so, you know, and I, you know, obviously it's Yankees and Mets, right? I think we even have a drop where the WFAN is where Yankee fans argue with Met fans. I'm like, okay, what's the move that gives the Mets an A over the Yankees having a B? I think it's because of what the Mets already had and what they're adding to. For the Yankees, though, the Yankees acquired more players. And we can't act like the Yankees don't have anything either. But obviously adding, I think, Helsley and Rogers to Edwin Diaz, you can argue that their bullpen is better than the Yankees with Bednar, Jake Bird, and Duvall. But, like, not for nothing, Devin, like I said, Devin Williams was rated as the MLB Network's number one reliever. I know he's had an up-and-down season. He's had his bad moments. But when he's right, like, you have four guys that can close games. Five if you add Luke Weaver when he's right. And I think this competition of, you know, who's going to be the guy is going to help. It's no more job security. No more he's the closer, we believe in him. How many times have you heard the Yankees say that, whether it was Chapman or Clay Holmes or Devin Williams? And then I also just think that what they did, adding utility players, Like Austin Slater can play all three outfield positions and first base. Amed Rosario is a guy that can play in the infield and the outfield. Caballero can play three positions. It gives you depth. And they can all pinch hit and come into games late, and you can move things around, and you can play matchups. You can really play the chess game. So ultimately, you know, Cashman did his job. We'll take another call. Really, I'm looking at Aaron Boone. Like, Cashman did his job, but Aaron Boone's got to manage these guys. Mike is in Ramtown before we go to the break and update.
Hey, Keith, always good to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, man.
All right. Yeah, just with what you just said, who needs to step up? I think Cashman did a great job. It might not be like quality, but it's the quantity with some measure of quality in the relievers. And it just, it's going to set them apart, I believe. I just want to hear your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it happen because, like, Jonathan Loaisiga warming up. It's Jonathan Loaisiga, hi, Ajita. I'm good on that. Like, Ian Hamilton, I don't have to watch anymore. Thanks for the call, Mike. Yerry De Los Santos just got back, and he's gone. Like, now there are guys coming out of bullpen where, like, we're going to be pumped to see how this plays out. And there are guys that, yeah, I'm sure they're going to get got at certain times, but the bullpen needed repair. It's repaired. And you know what the biggest thing, too, is? The bullpen needed rest. They needed a break. Tim Hill could take a break. Luke Weaver could take a break. We don't have to use Luke Weaver multiple innings. That's another thing. We don't have to stretch these guys. All right, come on, let's bring you out for the eighth again. Let's bring you out for the seventh. I think that, you know, they did a lot today to improve this team, and we're going to be set up pretty good. All right, let's go to the break right now. Gordon Damer with the update. Hit it, Nick.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.